the edges of time and space, an ethereal figure emerges, a being of supreme wisdom that transcends known dimensions. His name resonates in the cosmic corridors, Metatron, the Archangel Scribe, the guardian of cosmic secrets and divine laws. What is Metatron's connection with the Akashic Records, those cosmic archives containing the history of each soul? How does he influence creation and divine order? Prepare to unveil the mysteries surrounding this unique archangel. This is not a conventional tale. It is an immersion into knowledge beyond the limits of human understanding. Dare to question your perception of reality and immerse yourself in the crystal clear waters of archangelic wisdom. Are you ready to unravel the mysteries of Metatron? The universe awaits to be explored, and this archangel will be your guide in this odyssey of discovery. Let's begin. Archangel Metatron is a unique and exceptional celestial being who holds a central place in the angelic hierarchy and in the relationship between the human and divine realm. This archangel, also known as the Angel of Presence, the Angel Scribe, or the Divine Scribe, is one of the two angels, along with his twin brother Sandalphon, who ascended from a human incarnation on Earth to the angelic realm. Metatron, who is believed to be the human incarnation of the biblical prophet and scribe Enoch, was entrusted with the mission of maintaining a record of all decisions made in heaven and on earth in a universal archive known as the Book of Life or the Akashic Records. His role in overseeing these records reflects humanity's ability to access spiritual power and achieve ascension. Before proceeding, we invite you to subscribe to the channel to be part of this great community. And if you like this video, don't forget to give it a like and share it with your friends and family. Let's continue. Archangel Metatron is the closer to God, and it is said that he shares his throne or sits behind him. In fact, his name means the one who shares the throne, the one who guards, or the one who sits behind the throne of God. This name reflects his unique and elevated position in the celestial hierarchy and his close relationship with the divinity. Metatron is God's spokesperson, the one who conveys his will and his word to the other angels and to humans. He is also the one who receives prayers and requests from the faithful and presents them to God. The Archangel Metatron is the most powerful of all the angels and has under his command a large legion of angels that help him in his work. Among them are the angels of death, of whom Metatron is the boss, and they are charged with taking the souls of the deceased to the other world. There are also the angels of life, who take care of protecting and guiding children, especially those with high sensitivity and a special spiritual connection, such as indigo and crystal children. Metatron is the patron angel of children, and he loves them deeply. The name Metatron is one of the most enigmatic and mysterious that exists, and its origin and meaning have been the subject of many speculations and theories. Some scholars believe that his name comes from the Latin metator, which means guide or measurer, referring to his role of leading souls to heaven and measuring their merits and faults. Others believe that his name comes from the Greek metathronos, which means beyond the throne, indicating his superior position to other angels and closeness to God. There are also some who believe that his name originates from the Hebrew word matara, which means guardian, referring to his role as protector of celestial records and divine secrets. Another interesting theory relates the name Metatron to the name of God, the Tetragrammaton, which is written with four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, He. According to this theory, the name of Metatron is comprised of the same four letters, but with a slight variation, Mem, Tet, Tet, Resh, Vav, Nun. These letters add up to the numeric value of 314, which is the same as that of Shaddai, one of God's names. Moreover, if you take the first letters of each word in the biblical phrase, since the day that God created man on the earth, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32, the name of Metatron is obtained. This suggests that Metatron is an emanation of God, a spark of his essence, and that he has a special connection with creation and humanity. The story of the archangel Metatron is found in the Book of Enoch, an ancient Jewish text that is part of the mystical tradition of Judaism. Even though the texts from the Book of Enoch were excluded from the religious canon of both Judaism and Christianity, Metatron continues to be a significant character in the Jewish mystical tradition and in New Age thinking. Enoch, Noah's great-grandfather, is a mystic who has visions of heaven and in them. He is shown how he transforms into the powerful archangel Metatron. Enoch, who lived 365 years on earth, was taken to heaven without dying. As the Bible says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God moved him. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. In heaven, Enoch received the name of Metatron, and he was given 72 holy names, a crown of glory, a mantle of honor, and 365,000 eyes of fire. He was also given control over the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 months of the year, the 24 hours of the day, and the 7 days of the week. In addition, he was tasked with writing in a book everything that happens in heaven and on earth, and safeguarding that book in the holiest place in heaven, the Holy of Holies. In his visions, Enoch encounters heavenly beings such as the cherubim and the archangel Michael, who takes him to the highest heaven, where God's throne is located. There, Enoch sees the glory of God and hears his voice, which says to him, Enoch, sit at my left with Gabriel. And Enoch sat on the left of God, and God said to him, Enoch, be my scribe and write what I tell you. And Enoch wrote what God told him and what he saw in heaven in a book of 366 chapters. And God said to him, Enoch, go and reveal to your children and grandchildren and all your offspring what you have seen and heard in heaven and what you have written in the book, because no one else has seen and heard these things but you. And Enoch returned to the earth and revealed to his children and grandchildren and all his offspring what he had seen and heard in heaven and what he had written in the book. And they kept the book as a sacred treasure and passed it on from generation to generation. The Book of Enoch contains many secrets and revelations about the origin and destiny of mankind, good and evil, angels and demons, judgment and salvation, and the end of times. This book has been a source of inspiration and knowledge for many mystics, prophets, wise men, and seekers of truth throughout history. Among them are the Apostle Paul, who quotes the Book of Enoch in his letter to the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, the Prophet Muhammad, who according to Islamic tradition was guided by the Archangel Gabriel to heaven, where he met Enoch Metatron, and the medieval rabbi Moses de Leon, who attributed the authorship of the Zohar, the fundamental book of the Kabbalah, to the Book of Enoch. As we immerse ourselves in the epic chronicles of the Archangel Metatron, I want to remind you that this celestial journey becomes even more extraordinary with your participation. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel and hit the bell, so you don't miss a single moment of this divine experience. Also, later in the video, I will invite you to share your reflections in the comments and to leave your like if you feel the celestial energy resonating in every word. Your support is the beacon that guides this spiritual journey. Let's continue to explore the wonders of the Archangel Metatron. He is the master of spiritual wisdom and has access to the deepest and most hidden secrets of creation. He knows the true name of God, the name that contains all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and that is the source of all energy and life. He also knows the Tree of Life, the diagram that represents the 10 emanations, or Sephirot, of God, and which is the basis of Kabbalah. Metatron is the one who teaches the initiates the mysteries of Kabbalah and helps them understand the meaning of numbers, letters, symbols, and dreams. Metatron is the one who reveals to the prophets the visions of the future and warns them of the dangers and opportunities that await them. Metatron is the one who inspires artists, writers, musicians, and inventors, giving them the ideas and solutions they need. The Archangel Metatron is the protector of humanity and has great love and compassion for all living beings. He is the one who intercedes for us before God and defends us from the forces of evil. He is the one who helps us purify our karma and frees us from the ties and limitations that prevent us from evolving. He assists us in our ascension process and facilitates our access to the higher dimensions of reality. He guides us on our spiritual path and connects us with our soul and our divine purpose. He communicates with us in many ways and is always willing to listen to us and help us. One of the most common ways to receive his messages is through intuition, that inner voice that gives us advice, warnings, inspirations, and confirmations. Another way is through dreams, visions, synchronicities, and signs, which show us the direction we should follow, the opportunities we should seize, and the obstacles we should overcome. We can also communicate with him through prayer, meditation, silence, and contemplation, allow us to get in touch with its presence and energy. It benefits us in many ways, always ready to grant us its grace and blessing. One of the most critical ways to receive its help is through the activation of our body of light, which is the vehicle that allows us to travel across spiritual dimensions and experience unity with everything that exists. The body of light is activated through sacred geometry, which is the language of creation and the code of reality. Archangel Metatron communicates sacred geometry to us through his symbol, the Metatron Cube, which contains the basic shapes that make up everything that exists. The circle, the triangle, the square, the pentagon, the hexagon, the octagon, and the dodecahedron. The Metatron Cube is a powerful tool for cleansing, balancing, and harmonizing our chakras, subtle bodies, and our DNA. It also helps protect us from negative energies, manifest our wishes, and connect with our divine essence. Another way to receive Archangel Metatron's help is by summoning his name and presence. We can do this at any time and place, simply by saying, "Archangel Metatron, I invoke and ask for your assistance with," state the reason for the request. We can also do this through a specific prayer, like the following: "Dear Archangel Metatron, I thank you for your love, light, and wisdom. I ask that you assist me on my spiritual path, guide me in my divine purpose, teach me the secrets of creation, protect me from all evil, purify me of all karma, free me from all limitations, connect me with my soul, activate my body of light, bless me with your grace, and grant me," state the desire. I ask this in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Archangel Metatron, he is a wonderful being who loves us unconditionally and who is always by our side. He is our teacher, our protector, our friend, and our brother. He is the leader of the archangels, the scribe of God, the angel of presence, the angel of life, the angel of death, the angel of wisdom, the angel of ascension, the angel of sacred geometry, the angel of Metatron's cube. He is the Archangel Metatron, and I invite you to get to know him, to invoke him, and to receive his help. I assure you that you will not regret it, and that your life will change for the better. I hope you liked this video about Archangel Metatron, the leader of the archangels. If so, I thank you for giving it a like, for sharing it with your friends, and for subscribing to our channel. I also invite you to leave us your comments, your questions, and your experiences with Archangel Metatron. We will love to read them and respond to them. Until next time, May God bless you, and may the Archangel Metatron accompany you.